It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening from Unitigo High School. It is the Mid-State Athletic Conference girls semifinal, number 2 seed Unitigo and number 3 seed Harpersville. We will also have updates for you tonight from Unadilla Valley, where it's the number 1 Unadilla Valley Lady Storm taking on the number 4 seed Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. We are welcoming people from near and far tonight, of course, from WCDO Radio listenership and our log-on folks to all over the place. And I, without the acknowledgement from our engineer, Joe Gardner, who always feeds me this stuff, I'm going to predict right now that at least somebody from the villages in Florida is tuning in. I found out, or logging on, and I found out who that is. Long-time friend, Gordy Talbot. And, boy, there's a lot of history there. And his granddaughter, Kayla Talbot, the defensive specialist for Unitigo. So hopefully we've got a lot of people logging on and a lot of people listening in. The crowd, a little sparse tonight. I'm a little surprised. The storm's not supposed to hit till tomorrow. So come on out and support your team here. Unitigo wins the JV game 40-31, and that finishes the season for both of those teams. The varsities play on. And the winner here will play the winner of UV and BG next Saturday. Time to be determined at SUNY Oneonta. Our broadcast is made possible by WCDO Sports and rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, plus an expert service department, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck of the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Coach Greg Bonskowski of the Unitigo Lady Spartans, the players, fans, both teams, the best in tonight's game. We'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in-depth. Harpersville, Unitigo, Mid-State Athletic Conference, or the MAC. Semifinal girls action tonight from Unitigo Live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show with about 13 minutes left before Judy Patel sings the most beautiful rendition of the national anthem. And before we get going talking basketball, we need to talk about some weather. And while I'm not going to give you a forecast, and I don't even pretend to be a meteorologist, I've heard about six different versions of what's going to happen. But the concrete stuff I can tell you about, Section 4 Wrestling. Now, this is the weekend of the Section 4 Wrestling Championships, the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. That's where the large schools form Division 1, the smaller schools form Division 2. Most of our teams in the area with small school designation Division 2, Sydney, Unitigo, Bainbridge, Guilford, Walton, Delhi, et cetera, Harpersville. The announcement goes as follows. No Section 4 wrestling on Friday, which is when the preliminaries were supposed to be. Everything is Saturday. The weigh-ins will be 9 to 10:30 in the morning. Wrestling starts at 11. Athletic directors are asked to check their email for more information. Matt Osborne, they needed to share with him for Unadilla Valley. I happen to have his cell phone number because we're going to communicate back and forth with the game. So, but anyway, that's no Section 4 wrestling tomorrow. And a program note for us, if the Sydney-Oxford boys semifinal MAC matchup tomorrow night, scheduled to be played in Sydney, is postponed, it will be moved to Saturday. Moved to Saturday, it will be the same start time. So kind of irregular here to be talking about something other than basketball or straight-up basketball. We're talking about reschedules and weather and the wrestling. So I want to wish all the local wrestlers the best in the class or in the overall class state qualifiers, Section 4 championships at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. Always an exciting time. About 11 minutes away from our tip-off and our national anthem, of course, but Unitigo and Harpersville, you think these two schools, you think quality programs? Remember the matinee that we had back right before I left for Las Vegas is the best way to remember that for me. The date was Friday, January the 11th. Remember, it was a matinee. It was a 4:30 start. We started earlier than ever on a Friday afternoon. And that game pitted undefeated Harpersville against undefeated Unitigo. Unitigo came from behind to win that game 51-44. They didn't necessarily win it from the foul line, having just 12 for 27 from the foul line did not help their cause. Miranda Drummond did what she could. The 1,000-point-plus scorer as a junior for Harpersville scored 30 points, including 3 three-pointers. But the rest of the team was held to 14 points, half of those scored by the other scoring threat for Harpersville, main scoring threat in Savannah Murray, her only game in single digits. Miranda is averaging just over 20 points a game, and Savannah is averaging 16.6. So between the two of them, we're looking at 36 to 38 points there, and the team averaging roughly 60 points a ball game. Now, one girl that has really come on the last few weeks, and that is Shelby Medovich. She's a sophomore, So it'll be the Shelby and Miranda show next year as far as their top scores. But Shelby, as of late, had, well, she had her career high of 18 points in a win against Sydney last Friday. She scored 17 in a win at Johnson City on the 29th of January. And she had 10 points in the loss to Unadilla Valley, that game covered on CDL by Nate Lull and Dave Smith. So Medovic, and she's had 10 points and 9 points in other games. Occasionally you will get SB Gutierrez in double figures, and I'm looking to see who else may have made it, but you know what? That's it. Those are the only players scoring those kind of numbers. Now, one thing that they have been known for the last bunch of years, getting off to a quick start in the first quarter. And if we go back to that game where Harpersville and Unitico played at first, we know that that was certainly not the case. That first quarter score was 14-9 Unitico. It was Sarah Menina that got off to a great start. She had 10 of her 15 points in the first quarter. And Miranda Drummond had 8 of Harpersville's 9. She wound up with 30 points, as I said, 7 for 16 from the foul line. So, but the second quarter was pretty much even. Third quarter was more of Harpersville's liking. They trailed by just 3 going into the fourth quarter. They took the lead, and then because of fouls, Unitico got back. And they were, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. 9 for about 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. So Harpersville, as 5-time defending champs, knows what's at stake. Unitico now, a little bit different story, as their top 3-point threat coming off the bench in Michaela Reynolds is not going to play in the game. Apparently she broke her thumb or injured her thumb in gym class, so she will be unavailable tonight. Harpersville with 9 players. Unitico tonight, only 8 players. Very important, because they do utilize their bench, that's for sure. Have to stay out of foul trouble. And that was a situation against Unadilla Valley on Friday night that did come to haunt them as they lost Robin Foster, their best rebounder, to fouls. And boy, what an exciting game that was. Got a lot of compliments on that game as far as the play of the girls on the court, the way the coaches coached the game, and the excitement and the energy that game provided. So I do want to commend both teams. Again, one of those where one's got to win, one's got to lose. But those two teams really put forth a phenomenal effort. And I expect the same tonight, as both teams are quality. But Harpersville, not used to losing in the MAC. They lost back-to-back games. Harpersville lost to Unitico on a Friday, Unadilla Valley on a Tuesday. To their credit, Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck's credit, they have come back very well, destroying Afton and Walton and really beating up on Johnson City, 59-32, then defeating Hancock and Sydney to get to this point. Unitico averaging, averaging just 47.8 points a game, but giving up only 31. Their defense is probably as impressive, if not more, than their offense. Their defense really makes the team go. And they finally got their makeup in with Deposit on Monday night, and that was a win. And I'm trying to read this very, very small writing. There it is. Okay. By the score, 54-20. Casey Manzanero, as she has all season, led the way with 15 points. Michaela Reynolds with 11 points, so she will be unavailable tonight. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll wind it down to the final seconds and have Judy Patel's national anthem live and, of course, the introduction of starting lineups live as we get ready for live Tri-Town High School Basketball. Unitico, Harpersville Girls, Mid-State Athletic Conference semifinals on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Albany, oh, the River Rats. Guys, thanks. Thanks for letting me know. All right, welcome back. I think Greg Davey here, about 2.5 to go. Just talking to Judy Patel, which is a rarity during our tip-off show. And I want to make sure she had the mic turned on this time. Last time it was not. She had to go through my little microphone here. But she came up to say, how you doing? I said, fine. She said, I'll be singing the national anthem at the Broome County Arena on Sunday night at the BSN's home hockey game against the Albany River Rats. How cool is that? I'm telling you, Judy Patel started out here. We've made her a star. I think that's fantastic. About a minute 55 to go. And I did find out that the one player for Harpersville on the roster not in uniform, Lauren Murrer, and I do not know why she is not playing, but it looks like she's on the sideline helping Coach Ahrensbeck. The Harpersville girls in a very nice uniform for me, because they are giant gold letters with white trim against a very, very navy blue. And there's white striping on both sides, very contemporary. Unitigo in that white uniform with the big numbers of green, and the Unitigo across the chest. So I appreciate both sets of uniforms being to my liking, so it's obvious to tell who's who. But the Unitigo boys have the away uniforms where it's green on green. It used to be illegal to do that, and I personally would like to still make it illegal. It's just hard to see, which is why I get a couple wrong each time on points. But so they're reading the sportsmanship rules. The winner of this game, Unitigo, the home team, Harpersville, the visiting team, one of the rare times that they've had to play a semifinal on the road, but the winner of this game will play against UV and BG winner on Saturday, February 16th. And now we go to Judy Patel to sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
As always, Judy Patel with our national anthem, and now we'll have the starting lineups introduced. Here we go.
Oh, okay. We good, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, I'm good up here, too.
And now the starters for the Harpersville Hornets. Number 4, Marcy Ritter. Number 5, Shelby Medovich. Number 15, S.B. Gutierrez. Number 21, Savannah Murray. And number 32, Miranda Drummond.
Harpersville coached by Mr. Kurt Ehrenbeck. They'll be going to my right. Unitigo to my left in the first half, switching it around for the second half. JV's finished up tonight. Unitigo over Harpersville 40-31.
Now let's make some noise for your starting Unitigo starters. Number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbot. Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 22, Sarah Menina. And number 33, Marissa Woodard.
Unitigo coached by Mr. Greg Bonskowski. Now, I've got to tell you something. After Friday night's loss to Unadilla Valley, we stayed around a little bit late. It's Friday night. I watched Greg Bonskowski nail about 15 shots in a row from three-point range. He used to play at he played his college ball at Hartwick, and he has a dead-eye super shot. Unbelievable. I would lose to him in horse or around the world. I know that now. I would not want to play him in that. He has got a dead eye. My goodness. And this is after a tough loss. So talk about your stress reliever. Just shooting baskets. It's where it's at. All right. So our referees ready to go. And we are looking at a crowd that's very subdued compared to Friday night when it was UV and Unitigo. We will have updates from that game. And we are underway as right away, within 2 seconds, the score is 2-0. They tap Woodard to Menina, Menina to a streaking Casey Manzanero, and that's about as fast 2 points as I have ever seen in a high school girls basketball game. Drummond from the left side shoots a three-pointer, and it is an air ball. I don't know if it was blocked or not, and our camera girls are sleeping on the job. Oh, my goodness, they missed the best play of the game. All right, and Harpersville is going to play defense and put some pressure, full court pressure on the Unitigo ball handlers, Talbot and Menina. Now it's Sarah Menina all the way up the court, getting past Shelby Medovich. Menina to the right side. Nobody there. Coming around the screen is Manzanero. She's on the right wing. Out to Menina. Remember, she had a very hot first quarter. And there goes Menina with a second assist in a row, this time to Marissa Woodard. So Menina plays the playmaker role. Gets two assists in the first minute of play, and it's 4-0. Unitigo quickly on top. There is Marcy Ritter at the high post. No one to give it to. Lost her dribble. And it's Murray for three, and it's short. She probably took it about 2 feet farther out than she should, and that was the result. It hit the front of the rim. Savannah Murray, 16-plus points per game, and she can sting the three-pointer from anywhere around that arc and multiple times. Menina, down low to Manzanero, driving in, goes off the glass, scoring over Savannah Murray. Manzanero with her second basket and a quick timeout. My goodness, this is the second time that Harpersville has not gotten out of the gate very well. Unitigo, the last time they played, stunned Harpersville early, and it took a while for the Hornets to come back, starting out 6-0. All three assists for Sarah Benina, two baskets for Casey Manzanero, and a basket for Marissa Woodard, who struggled mightily against Unadilla Valley's taller front line. She might have the opportunity to score a little more at will tonight. But 6:32 to go in the first quarter, a rare timeout by either coach, but in this case, Kurt Ahrensbach, whose team is used to being coming out of the gate smoking hot. So Harvestville still waiting to hit the rim on a shot. And it is Shelby Vedovich in the corner for Drummond. Driving baseline, goes up, nice move. So smooth, Miranda Drummond with the basket. 6-2. Man-to-man defense by Harpersville. And Menina driving up the right side. Manzanero kind of got in the way. Menina, nice pass underneath, tipped away. It'll be Unitigo's ball. It was intended for Woodard. Nice defensive help there by Shelby Medovich. Just getting a hand on it to break up what could have been an easy inside shot. Talbot to inbound. Around the screen comes Menina for three, left side. And it's good! Sarah Menina. Remembering her first quarter, perhaps? Three assists and a three-pointer, 9-2. With 5:44 to go in the first quarter, Savannah Murray cutting the lane as Drummond. She goes up hard and almost gets it to go. Makes the contact work in her favor. And the foul will go on Marissa Woodard. So if you're just tuning in and you are a Unitigo fan and you did not know this yet, Michaela Reynolds will be unavailable tonight. Miranda Drummond at the line, shooting two, misses the first. In the game against Unitigo, she struggled at the line and was 7 for 16. She makes the second one. It's a 9-3 differential now. And the Hornets will back off a bit on defense, but still staying man-to-man. Murray guarding Kayla Talbot, who's isolated right now. She's backing in. Oh, nice fake. Goes off to Foster. Misses the baseline shot. She's diving for the ball. Almost commits a foul. It's Talbot with a recovery, though. Menina to the right side. Manzanero wide open for three, and it's up, and it's off the back of the rim. It's going to fall out of bounds untouched. Harpersville's ball with 5:08 to go first quarter. 9-3. Unitigo coming out firing. Made the first three shots of the ball game. 9-3. And the Harpersville Hornets now looking to get into a continuity to their offense. They are used to fast breaking and getting out to 20-5 and 21-6 leads. Miranda Drummond, three-pointer, forced it, and it's short again. Rebound Robin Foster. Up the middle comes Menina, looking at the court, sees Manzanero open left side, missed it, got bumped by Drummond, no call. Here comes a three-on-one, Medovich against Menina, hard on the left side, and Shelby Medovich has her first 2 points and is now 9-5. Unitigo with a 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Menina, opposite way pass to Talbot, and her shot is good. And boy, I'm sure Coach Bonskowski would have loved to have had that one go in on Friday. They let her shoot about five times from that area, and she missed all five. I know it was a lot of pressure. This time, no pressure at all. She nails it. 11-5. Menina breaks up a pass out of bounds and headed for Murray. First substitution for the Lady Hornets. Marcy Ritter comes out, replaced by junior Tatiana Sosnowski. So it's Murray on the left side. She dribbles to the top of the key. 3:56 to go. Six on the shot clock. Drummond to the foul line. Driving in against a triple team. Got the shot blocked by Woodard. Nice defensive play. And the shot clock will sound. However, I think there's a foul before that. Let's see. They're going to confer. And that foul is going to go on Kayla Talbot. And that's one of those that's frustrating to the Unitigo folks simply because of the timing with the buzzer sounding on the shot clock. It is Medovich, left side three-pointer. Off the rim, Woodard touched it last. It went out of bounds. Could not quite corral it. 3:42 left first quarter, 11-5. Unitigo. Murray stops and pops, but it's short. Woodard tapped it out, and it's Drummond with the ball for Harpersville. Unitigo student section a little active with her voice. Here's Drummond for three, and that one just grazes the rim. So Miranda Drummond, 0 for 3, and a woeful 0 for 3. Oh, Manzanero, too excited on a fast break. Her pass zooms over the head of Robin Foster, who had no chance for that. Turned right back over to the Hornets. 3:18 left first quarter, 11-5, Unitigo. Around the screen, Drummond backs up. Three-pointer, no, she's going to go to Murray. Murray driving in. She stops, double team, off to Medovich. Medovich went one dribble back to Murray. Murray thought about a three. Menina had it blocked. Inside, though, Sosnowski in and out, no good. Rebound by Gutierrez. She misses, and now there's a foul as Marissa Woodard had the rebound, held the ball high over her head. And I take that back. It's Tatiana Sosnowski with the foul. First Harpersville called here. Only two against Unitigo. We're playing a clean first quarter. 2:50 left. 11-5. Still the Spartans lead and the ball. Now the Hornets are switching a little bit more to a... Well, doesn't quite look like the man-to-man. It looks more like a zone. Inside, Manzanero. Great pass from Robin Foster. Manzanero with the score. She's got 6. 13-5. Largest lead of the game so far. Drummond driving all the way in against Foster. There's contact, but no call. And Drummond now coming in after the play to try to wrestle that ball free from Robin Foster. And the referee is going to separate the two and say, look, it's not that kind of a game. So 13-5 is the score. I'm thinking it must be a possession arrow. It'll go Harpersville's way. Unitigo scrambling to get into position. They will not take the inbound passer, who is Sosnowski. And Coach Bonkowski, and I don't blame him, asking for a ruling here, what that's going to be, because Robin Foster and Miranda Drummond were tied up, and then there was aggressive play on both sides. So apparently no foul, but a possession arrow. It'll be Harpersville's inbound. Long pass out to Murray. Murray right back to the inbound passer. That Sosnowski misses short. Rebound by Medovich. Good hustle by the sophomore. She's back for three. She's wide open. It's off the rim, though. Boxing out on the side there is Foster and Sosnowski, and they're banging against each other in an attempt to block out. Sosnowski swung the hip. Well, it'll be Harpersville's ball. Murray stops, looks to the left side, double dribble as Murray, mental error there. She changed direction, caught the ball, and dribbled with her left hand after stopping with dribbling with her right hand. Almost got away with it, though. 2 minutes to play first quarter. The scoring has slowed down, and now it's more like a chess match. Half-court possessions. Woodard way out on top on the offense. Gives it right back to Talbot. Talbot left wing. In the corner, it's Foster for a baseline shot. That's one of her favorite spots. No good this time. Rebound, Medovich. Medovich up the floor herself to Murray on the left wing. Murray's guarded by Menina. And there's a blocking call. Looks like an offensive foul called on Sosnowski, an illegal screen. And that's her second foul. So Foster on the inbounds pass gives it to Menina. Long baseball pass. Oh, it was deflected underneath to Woodard. Puts it up and in. Pass from Robin Foster this time. Marissa Woodard, 4 points, and it's a 10-point lead for the Lady Spartans. Drummond held in check so far. Well defended. Talbot guarding her. There's a steal by Menina. She outraces Murray. She's going up with a left hand and scores the layup. This is where it's very important to be able to dribble with both hands. She would not have made it with her right hand. She made it with the left hand. And Kurt Ehrensbeck wants a full timeout. 17-5, Unitigo by 12. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back semifinal girls tonight, 17-5 Unitego. Still a minute to play in the first quarter. Miranda Drummond, guarded by Kayla Talbot, backs up for three. Misses the shot. Woodard with a rebound. Playing a very inspired game tonight, Marissa Woodard is. Sarah Menina up the floor. Nice change of direction. Kicks it back off the double team to Menina, to Manzanera, rather, traveling. Sort of a football option handoff, but Casey Manzanero called for travel. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Drummond around the screen, goes to Murray. Murray comes left side, stops for a 12-footer, missed it. Going for the rebound, Sosnowski and Foster. And this time, Foster a little more aggressive. Sosnowski hits the deck, but it's possession arrow. And with 26 seconds to go, Spartans can take this one for the last possession, last shot. Sarah Menina walks it up the floor, guarded by Shelby Medovich. Now Sarah comes to the right side. Backing in, goes around a screen by Woodard. The switch to Sosnowski, up for three. It's going to be blocked, short. One hopper to Murray, 7 seconds to go. Up ahead to Drummond. Oh, the great control by Miranda Drummond off the feed from Savannah Murray. That was a great play to end the first quarter for Harpersville, and boy, did they need it, because they still trail Unitego 17-7, and we're done with the first quarter. Stick around. We got live Tri-Town High School basketball, the MAC semifinals on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today and let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, second quarter underway of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Semifinal. And I'm going to check to see, which I should have done, on the messages here for first quarter. Three-pointer for Savannah Murray. Missed it. Out of bounds, her clearest shot at the basket. She's one of those shooters that can streak and get hot real quick. Murray's on the right side this time, along the baseline to Sosnowski. A good feed there, but misses the short shot. Woodard with another rebound. So Woodard helping Robin Foster shoulder the rebounding burden. And the ball goes over to Kayla Talbot. Unitego, without Reynolds tonight, going with their starting five. They still have Courtney Bullis, Kayla Comenda, and Cassidy Newman, all able substitutes. It's Talbot off the feet from Menina. Bounce pass. Oh, nice play defensively by Sosnowski with a steal. Murray almost lost the possession. to Medovich. Back to Murray. Oh, she had Sosnowski. Chose to go with a right-hand layup. Missed it. She was out of position for that. Rebound again to Woodard. A bad cut by Foster and a great play by Espy Gutierrez, but she ran out of room. What happened was in the Unitigo offensive end, there was a fake, but the pass was made anyway, and Espy Gutierrez timed it perfectly for the steal, but then hit it so hard it went all the way to the opposite wall. Just ran out of room. Good try, though, by Esperanza Gutierrez. Shot by Talbot was forced. It's short. 6.5 to go, 17-7, still waiting for first points. Way up ahead to Drummond. Oh, how did she catch that from Murray? Long pass that she, what a wingspan. Miranda Drummond with 7 of the team's 9 points. I still don't know how she got up that high to catch it. I know she was a cross-country champion a year ago. She didn't run cross-country this last fall. She could probably be anything she wants to be athletically. She's very good. There's Sarah Menina's going to get a garbage three, and I wink when I say that because she shot it. It went dead off the backboard, just dead, and then fell through. Murray, she misses another three-pointer, and there's a foul called, and that might be 3 on Tatiana Sosnowski. Yes, it is. That will be our first story of the first half, besides, of course, the blazing start by Unitigo. Well, here comes junior Holly Henry, and Sarah Menina comes out, and Courtney Bullis comes in. Sarah's a little tired, and it's not like her to be that way, but she has been working tirelessly in the first portion of the ballgame. 5:40 to go in the first half. 20-9, Unitigo by 11. Talbot helping out. The pass just gets to Bullis, and then off the leg of Henry, and it's out of bounds, Unitigo's ball. So they're going to need some help on the offensive end. They give it to Harpersville, and everyone's wondering what's going on. There's contact with no call. Miranda Drummond got sandwiched, landed on the floor with no call, so the whistles are not blowing. And it's Woodard way out there to help out. Talbot on the left wing gives up her dribble. Cross court to Manzanero. Manzanero going in on Drummond. There's a foul, a little touch call now. Well, I find that very interesting, and I try never to second-guess referees. When girls are getting hip-checked and bumped to the floor, there's no whistle. When there's a little touch, there's a whistle. Manzanero backing in on Drummond. Oh, my God, there's another case of that. A hard foul. No call, but on the over-the-top, there will be a call against Marissa Woodard, who now has 2 fouls. And there's Marissa Woodard coming out, replaced by... I'm checking to see who came in. Oh, looks like Sarah Menina came back in. Okay, so a very small lineup for Unitigo, and a missed shot by Harpersville. We're catching up. And it's Talbot from the right side. Air ball from the baseline. Out of bounds. Touch last. It'll be Harpersville's ball with 4:37 to go. All right. It's Savannah Murray for Harpersville. Still waiting for her first point. Shelby Medovich. And driving in hard is Medovich. Nice play on the right side. So here's another girl who's a sophomore, has shot with a lefty on the layup and a righty on the layup. She's the only other person to score so far. And it's Courtney Bullis, guarded by Holly Henry, to Talbot. Down low to Manzanero. Shoots over Drummond. Too low. Drummond with the rebound on the fly. She's going to drive in on Menina, and oh, knocked her over. She passed it before she contact with Sarah Menina. But Sarah held her ground and was bulldozed. It was one of those momentum things. I'm not blaming Miranda Drummond for this at all. She was running hard. She passed it with a no-look pass and could not stop. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Miranda Drummond. And that's her second foul. So that's the thing to keep note. 20-11 the score, 3:49 left. Harpersville trailing by 9. The only points for Unitigo in this quarter, a three-pointer by Sarah Menina. And there's a lot of posturing going on between the coaches and the refs tonight. It has gotten physical early. And the last three fouls have been called on Harpersville. Well, three of the last four, I should say. Marissa Woodard got called. All right, so here's Harpersville with a full court press. They have to be very careful foul-wise. Drummond stays in the game. And a kick by Medovich, who anticipated Menina's pass to Kayla Talbot. Harpersville with their starters back on the floor with the exception of now Cassidy Newman is in the game. And Talbot trying to get away from Murray. Good defense by Murray. Giving Talbot all kinds of fits. Pass inside to Newman. She's in the paint and then steps on the end line. She just was in a place that nobody wanted to be. Between, if you looked up, the basket was on the other side of the backboard. That's how deep she was. All right, 20-11, 3:27 to go. Drummond for three. Newman boxed her out. Could have been called for a foul there. But the three-pointer misses. And on the floor, Robin Foster gets the rebound. Literally on the floor. I don't know if that's called a rebound or a steal. I really don't know. I'm not keeping stats, though. I'm just keeping points. Sarah Menina guarded by Shelby Medovich. That's a good matchup there. Menina to the right side for Talbot. Talbot around the screen. She drives in, stops at the elbow, lets it fly. It's off the rim. Rebound, nobody, but a whistle anyway. And that's going to be the third foul called on Miranda Drummond. And the timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ernsbeck. So the play is getting physical. That's six fouls on two different players for Harpersville. Total of six. 20-11, 2:57 left in the half. Unitigo leads. You're listening to the MAC semifinal girls action on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Harper's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sarah Menina got the inbound pass and drove all the way down to the corner and took a three-pointer and missed it. Two shots later, a lot of physical play again on offense and defense, but Unitigo comes up empty. Harpersville now minus Miranda Drummond on the floor. So that changes Unitigo's mindset automatically. And Savannah Murray now, the offensive star of on the floor for Harpersville, but she has yet to make a basket. She misses another shot, and there's a retaliation foul there on Casey Manzanero. That's her first. Harpersville with 16 fouls. Unitigo with four with 2:31 left in the first half. It'll be Marcy Ritter back on the floor, and she'll be shooting two. First shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Harpersville has not gotten into any offensive continuity. The two best plays were, well, two Shelby Medovich baskets, but Savannah Murray hitting Miranda Drummond with long passes. Four baskets. Ritter does make the second one. Harpersville down by 8. 2:23 left. Clock running now in the first half. Rabideau Energy Products halftime coming up. We'll review some of last night's semifinal games. Manzanero. Oh, she dumps off a pass to Cassidy Newman. Everyone, including me, thought Manzanero was going to shoot it. Dished off at the last minute to Cassidy Newman on the left side of the basket, and she banked it in. It's Medovic now backing in against Manzanero to Marcy Ritter. Back out to Gutierrez. Throws a pass looking for Holly Henry, but Newman picks it off. Manzanero is called for a travel as she tried to unload a pass. I thought she was surrounded by Harpersville Hornets, which she was, but apparently the referee saw an extra step. So be it. 22-12. Spartans by 10. Murray lets it fly for three. There's the shot. Well, they gave her enough room. On her fourth try, Savannah Murray makes her first three-pointer. 22-15. Changes things right now with a seven-point lead. And I don't think we'll see Miranda Drummond for the end of the first half with a minute and a half left. Pass down low to Newman. Missed the shot. Manzanero puts it back up. She's fouled by Savannah Murray. And that's her first foul. Savannah, a senior, along with Marcy Ritter and Esperanza Gutierrez, the three senior starters. At the line is Casey Manzanero. Makes the first shot. She's got seven. Sarah Menina leads the team with eight so far, including two three-pointers. Manzanero can't hit the second one. Cassidy Newman sneaks in for the rebound, and it finally teeters in. Newman with 4 points in this quarter, and boy, has that helped the cause. Inside pass intended for Medovic, knocked away by Manzanero, recovered, though, by Gutierrez. It's Murray driving in on Menina. Through the legs, back, going around. No, not going around the screen. Goes to the corner. Talbot knocks it out of bounds. Almost had a steal there with 59 seconds to go on the far side. And Courtney Bullis checks in, replacing Casey Manzanero. And the mindset here for Coach Bonskowski is Casey will not get a silly second foul, which she could very well do just by being an aggressive player that she is. So smart play, I think, by Coach Greg Bonskowski. 47 seconds to go. Wide open is Newman. Sarah Menina with a 60-foot pass to Cassidy Newman for another basket. It's now 27-15. Murray lets it fly for three, and she hits it again. Harpersville refusing to lose, 27-18. Again, they needed Savannah Murray's three-point shooting ability. They didn't know they'd need it with Miranda Drummond on the bench with three fouls. 16 seconds to go in the half. Murray almost stealing it from Manzanero. She lets it fly. Sarah Menina, for three. Yes, number 22 hits again. The shooting is unbelievable. Here comes Murray. Can she get a shot off? Just off the rim. I don't even know if it would have counted. It was that close. A 30-point first quarter performance for the Unitigo Lady Spartans hosting the Harpersville Lady Hornets. It's 30-18 as we go into halftime of this quickly played game. You are listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls High School semifinal action on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcoming you back to Unitigo, where last Friday it was a very hard-fought loss to Unadilla Valley, thus the number two seed for Unitigo. They are hosting Harpersville tonight in the girls' MAC semifinal, and they are really playing a good team ball tonight, and they are leading 30-18 over the Harpersville, the many-time defending champ Harpersville Lady Hornets. But we are at halftime, and our Marabito Energy Products halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service and doing all this for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Score from Unadilla Valley. Apparently they're doing things a lot slower at Unadilla Valley because the first quarter score is 14-8. 14-8, Unadilla Valley leads Bainbridge Guilford, but here we're already in halftime. And here's pretty much here's what happened. Even though the camera girls missed it, the first two seconds of the first half, Marissa Woodard got the opening tap. Sarah Menina got that tip and threw it to Casey Manzanero, streaking to the basket. And within the 2 seconds I just mentioned, there was a layup for Unitigo, and they have not looked back. They had a 6-0 lead, all points coming on Sarah Menina assists, two baskets by Casey Manzanero, one by Marissa Woodard. And then Menina got into the scoring column with a 3 and a 2. And the first quarter was a 17-7 lead. Miranda Drummond with 5 of the 7 points for Harpersville. Unitigo just kept it on going and kept rolling in the second quarter. Two more threes from Sarah Menina. And Cassidy Newman, special off the bench with 3 baskets. Got some great passes. One from Menina and one from Casey Manzanero. And one was a rebound off a foul shot. So 6 big points there for Cassidy, who's also a sophomore. And for Harpersville, the play got real physical. And, Tatiana Sosnowski and Miranda Drummond both wound up with 3 fouls and on the bench with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Savannah Murray, who had been held scoreless, and she's averaging over 16 a game, she hit 2 3-pointers in a row. But in between those 2 3-pointers, Unitigo scored a bunch of points. And they had gotten down to within 7, but right now it's 12-point spread, 30-18. And here's the scoring recap. Sarah Menina with 11 points, leading all scorers. 6 for Cassidy Newman. Casey Manzanero with 7. And the only free throws for Unitigo by her, she's 1 for 2. Marissa Woodard with 2 baskets. for 4 points, 2 points for Kayla Talbot. So they have 10 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, and 1 for 2 from the line for those 30 points. For Harpersville, they also are shooting 50% from the free throw line. That's 1 for 2 Marcy Ritter and 1 for 2 Miranda Drummond. She leads Harpersville, as she almost always does, 7 points, but again, those 3 fouls, and that's going to change the mindset for Harpersville in the second half, no doubt about it. Savannah Murray, though, finally getting on track after some really nifty assists. She had 2 three-pointers with Drummond on the bench, so those were sorely needed. Shelby Medovich, a strong play on the left side, strong play on the right side. She's got 4 points, and Marcia Ritter, as we said, with 1. So 5 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line for 18 Harpersville points. And again, it should be noted here that I mentioned Unitigo's strength really is not their offense, but it's their defense. And this is an example. Harpersville is averaging over 20 points a game in the first quarter. They have been held to 18 for the entire first half, and that should be a star next to the Unitigo defense for that accomplishment. So, but anything goes in the second half, and I think we all know that because Harpersville can score points in a hurry, and if Drummond gets into the groove, and Murray gets into the groove, I tell you what, they could storm right back, and that's no exaggeration. They have done it before, and they can do it again, and they have played really, really well together the last couple of years. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, it'll be third quarter, the second half to begin here at Unitigo as the Lady Spartans hold a 30-18 lead. It's the Maravito on Harpersville. It's the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, part of the MAC semifinal girls coverage tonight, live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and again, Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, 85 years of delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service at 563-HEAT. Well, I guess we didn't get a chance to talk about last night's games, but that's okay. We know the game here, and one of the hardest things for Unitigo to be able to do right now is maintain that steady play that got them this 12-point lead. Harpersville very capable as they start in zone defense. And Sarah Menina for 3 just missed, but Marissa Woodard on the weak side picking it up and putting it in. And it probably helped that it did that Menina shot didn't hit the rim because it grazed the net but came right down into Marissa's hands. And there is Shelby Medovich driving hard, through a screen and wide open layup. One of the best offensive plays for the Hornets tonight, who are now going to my left, the Unitico Spartans to their home side on the right. 32-20. Kayla Talbot, top of the key to Sarah Menina. They post low to Marissa Wooder. The turnaround, no, she's double-teamed. Cannot get the pass off. It's stolen by Murray. Murray up the floor. She needs help with the dribble because she's lost it. She stumbled coming across half court. Shelby Medovich, Savannah Murray, Espy Gutierrez. Tatiana Sosnowski gets the start, and Miranda Drummond. Three-pointer by Medovich, misses. Rebound by Sosnowski, goes to put it back up, and she's fouled on the shot. That'll be on Casey Manzanero, who, if you remember, at the end of the first half was taken out with a minute to play so that she did not get a quick second or a late second foul. She gets a quick second foul with 6:49 to go in the third quarter. 32-20, Unitigo has not trailed in this game. Sosnowski up, and it rims out. She has not scored, but she does, and she does have three fouls. She took Marcy Ritter's place to start the second half. Sosnowski is a junior. She will join Drummond as seniors on next year's team. Second shot is up, and good. So both teams continue the 50% shooting, but there hasn't been much of it from the foul line in this game. 32-21. Oh, don't want to forget Newark, California, and Boston, Massachusetts, checking in tonight for this game. Woodard on the right baseline will not shoot it there, even though they give her room to do that. Manzanero for three, no good. And the putback by Woodard, no good. Putback on the other side by Foster, no good. And I think they're going to call Robin Foster for a foul. But to Robin's credit, that's her first foul, and she has always been prone because of her very steadfast ways of rebounding and being nose for the ball. She usually does get in foul trouble every game I've done. This time, just one. Here comes Sosnowski driving in, and she beats Marissa Woodard to the basket. Tatiana Sosnowski, an awesome play for the Lady Hornets. That brings it inside of 10 points, 32-23. Cross court, Manzanero. Driving in, goes left side, off the back of the rim, rebound by Sosnowski, and Harpersville starting to catch a little momentum. Up to Medovich, wide open, missed it though, tries to get the rebound, it's open, Sosnowski gets it instead, over to Drummond on the right side. Drummond, driving in, through the double team, offensive foul, the basket will not count. Sarah Menina knocked over for the second time, and she needs to get... She needs a little check there, I think. She's stunned a bit. It was a great move. It was a great move by Miranda Drummond. But Menina found a way to get in one spot and hold her ground. The basket went in. It will not count. And a short timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. Now, that's the fourth foul on Drummond, so there's no going back. And, of course, remember, now this is, you know, the team that wins goes on to SUNY Oneonta. The team that loses tonight, Harpersville will still be a top six seed in the sectionals. So this is not the do-or-die kind of mentality, although you do want to get back to SUNY Oneonta for the championship. Tomorrow night, Sydney, Oxford, 1-4 in the boys. Sydney, after an opening game loss in the Tom Schwann tournament to Utica Notre Dame, have won 14 in a row. They will take on Oxford tomorrow night as the four seed. If that game is postponed, it will be postponed to Saturday. Just a reminder there for you. 32-23. It is Talbot, top of the key. Way off the mark. Rebounded, though, falls into Manzanero's hands. And as she puts the ball back up, she's fouled by Tatiana Sosnowski, and that is four on number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, and that brings Casey Manzanero to the foul line. Well, they put 23 on the board. There is no 23. That foul's on Sosnowski, and that's her fourth. There's no question about that. Holly Henry, there it is. Now it's corrected. Holly Henry, number 10, comes into the game. She's scoreless in this game. Played a lot as a sub in the first half. Manzanero misses the first, makes the second. Seems to be the pattern tonight. Always a miss and a make. All right, up the floor comes Savannah Murray. Drummond on the bench with four fouls. It is number 13, and that is Lauren Murr, so she is here. She she wasn't in. I didn't see her in the warm-ups. My bad. Murray with 11 seconds on the shot clock. She backs up, cannot take the three. Gutierrez is trying to get through, hit it off the foot of a teammate. Well, if Murray's in the game, then who's not here? Must be Abby Bird, number two. I could be wrong on that, too. There were 10 on the roster, 9 warming up. That's all I can tell you. 33-23, Harpersville down by 10, goes into a zone defense to try to save foul situation, although both players with 4 are not in there. Manzanero drives in hard and missed it, but rebounded by Robin Foster, her first basket on a what else? Offensive rebound, 35-23. Spartans' largest lead at 12. They had that at halftime. They have it again. And the ball is stolen away by Kayla Talbot off Murr. Lost her dribble back out to Sarah Menina. She's at the top of the key against the 2-3 zone. Into the corner, Foster. Now coming around is Woodard. Off the glass, no good. Nice anticipation by Manzanero. Misses the shot. And then she's tied up on the rebound. I like the way that Casey Manzanero goes after the offensive rebound. It's more of a timing thing. And that's something you don't really teach. You can keep going. You can train it, but there's an instinct going on there, no doubt. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 35-23. Driving in Savannah Murray. She's all business as she drives in and scores on Kayla Talbot. And Murray with 8 points. She is now the high scorer for this team, missing Miranda Drummond on the bench with 4 fouls. 10-point lead for Unitigo. They move it around. Manzanero, open three-pointer left side. Missed it. Rebound to Murr and goes off to Medovic. Now ahead to Murray. Savannah Murray, nice pass to Gutierrez. Misses it. Now there's a foot on the line. Let's just put it that way. It'll be Harpersville's ball underneath their basket. SB Gutierrez got a great pass from Savannah Murray, but was going too fast to control her layup shot. Medovic, left side, swish, but a two-pointer just inside the line. She's got 8 points, so she and Murray are carrying the offensive load for the Lady Hornets, who trail now by 8 points, 35-27. Baseball pass that's picked off by Medovic. Oh, Woodard with a nice save to Kayla Talbot. Swing it around to Menina for three. No, it's short. And Sarah Menina coming in a little too quickly on Shelby Medovic. That'll be one on Sarah. 3 fouls on Unitigo in this half. Marissa Woodard playing a much better game tonight for Unitigo. She has got 6 points. Yeah, 6 points and a slew of rebounds. 35-27. Harpersville trails by 8 but has the ball. Savannah Murray a little wild, and there's going to be a blocking call. And that's on the screen. Again, that's the second time a screen has been cited for a blocking foul on Harpersville. Shelby Medovic gets the foul called on her. Third foul on Harpersville in this half. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Foster surrounded in the zone. Call for travel. She unloaded the Manzanero who made the shot. That's all going to get wiped away. 2:35, third quarter. 35-27. Hornets sneaking back in. Trail by 8. Medovic gives up her dribble up top. Goes to Murray. Murray backs up, shoots for 3, and it's off the rim twice. Rebounded by Sarah Menina. She was not in the best position to shoot that ball, but it still almost went in. Talbot fakes the 3. Goes to the left corner, now passes back out to Menina. Back to Talbot, looking back out to Menina with 16 on the shot clock. Manzanero, let's fly, and it's good for 3. Casey Manzanero with 11 points. She and Sarah Menina leading the way. The M&M girls with 11 points each, 38-27. And it went from 8 up to 11 up. Bounce pass inside from Ritter. Almost got a basket and a foul. She'll get the foul anyway. Nice play, Savannah Murray. You'd think Savannah would want to shoot more based on Miranda Drummond being on the bench. She still is playing the point guard. had a nice pass to Marcy Ritter. That foul on Menina. Quickly, her second. Marcy Ritter, not much arc to speak of, but she makes the first of two. 10-point difference. Marcy Ritter off the rim on the second shot. Almost saved. Oh, it's going to be Unitico's ball, but it was almost saved by Marcy Ritter. And it was almost another Harpersville possession. All right, so Unitico leading by 10. Still a good ball game. It is Manzanero around the screen, wide open, three-pointer, wide open, in the basket it goes. Casey Manzanero, back-to-back threes. This is not a three-point shooting team, but they are getting it to go tonight. Medovich for three, and it's off the front of the rim, rebound Manzanero. She'll bring it up herself with 1:05 to play. Now gives it off to Menina with 1 minute to play. 41-28. Now it's the largest lead of the ballgame for the Lady Spartans. Back-to-back threes. There's another try from the left side for Casey, but she missed it this time. Rebound Medovich. And there's a foul on the dive by Robin Foster after what looked like a Casey Manzanero foul, to be honest. Foster's second foul. Five on the home team. Murray around Menina. Driving baseline. Goes up again. Sweet move by Savannah Murray. In traffic, left side with the right hand. And Savannah Murray, two baseline moves in this quarter. She's got a team-high 10 points. 41-30 with a half minute left. Manzanero waiting for a screen. Talbot now a give and go to Foster, and it's wide open for Robin Foster on the right side. That's the offense I remember when girls like Erica Puffer and Miranda Robinson were playing on this team. They always seem to have a wide-open layup on good shots. And there's Savannah Murray that gets help from the rim. Boy, did they need that with 7 seconds to go. 43-32, Menina to Talbot. Talbot throws it up, three-pointer, bank shot, no, and it almost went in. She got a little smile from the coach. But it's 43-32, still a ball game, but Unitico leads by 11. We'll see what happens in this fourth quarter. The winner to go to SUNY Oneonta next week for the championship against the winner of UV and BG. Stick around live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We have got a first shot taken by Sarah Menina for three, but misses. And a foul called on the rebound by Cassidy Newman, who's in the ball game right now. I am updating my friend Matt Osborne at UV, who leads 24-18 at halftime against Bainbridge Guilford. And there's a scramble on the floor for the basketball. Trying to multitask here. But hey, I'm a guy. There's a foul underneath there, or possession arrow. So because Unitico had it first, the fourth quarter, now Harpersville gets it. 43-32, Lady Spartans. Wide open, Medovich for three, a big shot, but missed it. Inside, rebound to Casey Manzanero. And I say inside, I mean inside of Medovich, who was following her own shot because it did come right back to her. But Manzanero had the position. And our engineer Joe Gardner with an interesting observation. The top two scorers on both teams, first names ending or starting with M. Medovich and Murray for Harpersville, Manzanero and Menina for Unitigo. I like it. Get it? 43-32, three-pointer thrown up there by Manzanero. Not her best effort, but it almost went in. Here comes Murray in transition. Oh, the pass to Medovich broken up by Casey Manzanero, which reminds me that the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Awards to be named at the conclusion of this ballgame. First minute in the books now. Here is Medovich. A stop and pop blocked by Talbot. Misdirected that shot, or redirected that shot. Unitigo back playing against the zone. And a steal. Nice play by Savannah Murray with help from Holly Henry, who's in the game, along with Marcy Ritter, Shelby Medovich, and Lauren Murr. It is Medovich again for three. It's good! Big shot by Shelby Medovich, who's now taking the unlikely role of being the top scorer along with Savannah Murray. She and Murray, 23 of the team's 35 points. Miranda Drummond still on the bench, but she's not going to be there for long. Three players ready to come in for Harpersville. Nice play to Cassidy Newman off the feed from Casey Manzanero. The overplay of the zone. Newman with 8 points. If we still had a sub of the game, I think Cassidy would be in that realm. There's a three-pointer for Murray, just off the mark. Rebounded strong by Robin Foster, and like clockwork. They're so routine in this. The outlet to Menina. Right down there to Manzanero, and out of bounds it goes. It'll be Unitigo's ball, and here come starters. Esperanza Gutierrez and Miranda Drummond, and sub Tatiana Sosnowski. Sosnowski and Drummond with four fouls with 5:54 to go. Talbot goes to Menina for three. Swish! Sarah Menina had not scored in the entire second half until now. Inside Drummond blocked on the shot by Kayla Talbot, who feels that Drummond might have elbowed her way to the basket. And they are checking now for a bloody nose, it looks like. Talbot on the floor. Now, I really would have to see that on a replay to see if there actually was contact in that regard in more than just a basketball kind of way. I think Kayla's going to have to get the nose plugged up. Or was it a lip? Might be a lip off the tooth. So what's happening here? Clock stopped with 5:43 to go in the game. 48-35. Unitigo by 13. This is the largest lead. They've had it a couple of times. And they're going to bring Courtney Bullis in to take Kayla's place. That'll give her, number one, a rest, and number two, that'll get hopefully the blood to stop so she can get back in the game. And Miranda Drummond still playing aggressively. Did not get the shot to drop, but she'll get a chance for points that she has not had in the second half. Makes the first one. Harpersville shooting 4-for-7. In this ball game. Not many shots for either team from the line. Second shot, no good. She gets the old rebound off the glass. Oh, and it settles on the rim and then dunks in. That's a three-point play in a weird way. 48-38. Suddenly it's a 10-point game again. It is Foster from the left baseline. Missed it. Rebound by Murray. She is unguarded, so she'll bring it up herself. Crosses half court to the left side, and now at the top of the key passes to Medovich for three. Big shot there. No, off the back of the rim. Try to keep it alive. It is Murray with a save. Drummond, baseline. Across the baseline she passes, and there's a possession arrow as Manzanero and Gutierrez tumble to the floor. And it looks like Kayla Talbot's blood has been stopped. So Courtney Bullis comes back. Remember, Unitigo without Michaela Reynolds, their best three-point shooter, but actually, Unitigo's done all right in three-point shooting. There's that open play again, but Foster misses the layup. that layup, the right-hand layup that becomes available off the zone. And there's a foul on the floor. Now, that's going to be called on Sarah Menina. Now, that's important because that's number three. And I thought maybe it was going to be another blocking call from the offensive end, because that's happened a couple times. And the same official has called it both times. Not the case. And that's 18 fouls on Unitigo in this half. So that means Savannah Murray is at the line shooting 1-on-1. This is her first time at the line tonight. She makes the first one. Harpersville within striking distance. 9 points away. 48-39. Shot is up, and it's, in, out, and back in. And I'm not exaggerating. That thing spun. 48-30, should be 48-40. They didn't change the basket after 48-39. Uh-oh. There it is. Okay. Robin Foster passes down to Cassidy Newman. Bounce pass because she's triple-teamed outside. They work it around Manzanero, left side, three-pointer, good! Oh, good ball movement by Unitigo. Manzanero hitting three three-pointers in four tries. 51-40, down low for Drummond. Got the shot blocked by Foster. Double-team. Drummond cannot get the foul, but she's going to get a foul. Or a timeout. Nope. There's contact before. Drummond was trying to avoid contact and almost got called for a trip. But 4:10 remain in this ballgame. Unitigo 51, Harpersville 40. More fourth quarter action coming up live on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sparks coming out of that timeout with Kayla Talbot dribbling the basketball. We got Sarah Menina, Robin Foster, Cassidy Newman, and Casey Manzanero. Not much in the foul department as far as trouble. Sarah Menina with three. Manzanero snakes her way in but misses the shot. Robin Foster with another offensive rebound. No call. And a foul will be called on Casey Manzanero when all is said and done. That's the third on Casey. So three on Manzanero, three on Menina. On the other side, you got four on Sosnowski and four on Drummond. So Miranda Drummond down for another 1-on-1 situation. This will be her first. Shot is up and good. Well, referees definitely have to nip this one in the bud as far as some extracurricular bumping. Drummond makes the second one. Clutch free throws for Miranda Drummond. It's 51-42. As much as Harpersville keeps coming back with points, Unitigo's got an answer, and it's been Casey Manzanero and Sarah Menina mostly with three-pointers. Trading threes for twos. Kayla Talbot starts right, goes left. Now it's at the middle. Foster at the foul line. Off to Manzanero for three again. But it's short. Rebound by Gutierrez. Outlets to Murray. Murray up the right side. Long pass to Drummond. Down low to Sosnowski. The turnaround, no good. Bartle for the rebound. Manzanero wins that battle with 3:17 to go. 51-42 Unitigo by nine. Back to a man-to-man defense here for the Hornets. Oh, no, they're back into a zone. Murray was taking Menina, trying for a steal. Now it's the Manzanero. Drives in, the runner in the lane is good. Casey Manzanero with 19 points. 53-42. Murray guarded by Menina. She won't get a three off from there. Drummond comes around to get the ball, looking for a screen. Gets it from Medovich. Back out to Sosnowski, but now Medovich. Medovich driving in. Picked off, stripped by Manzanero, recovered by Sarah Menina. 11-point lead for Unitigo, 2.5 to play. Spartans missed the opportunity last year to get what they thought was their chance at SUNY Oneonta and Harborsville. They lost to Oxford here in overtime. They might get a chance now to go to SUNY Oneonta because they can beat Harborsville. There's a three by Manzanero that misses. Foster and Drummond ripping the ball apart, and it's going to be called a foul on Robin Foster. No, it's on Miranda Drummond. I take that back. I thought it was a jump ball all the way. I saw the official with the fist in the air. I thought it was Robin Foster because the way she was jumping up and down thinking it was on her. The referee surprised everybody by calling it on Miranda Drummond, who fouls out with 2:13 left. Well, it's non-shooting because that's only the fourth foul in this half. 2:10 to play, so Unitigo will pretty much do 30-second possessions if they can help it. Menina, 20 on the shot clock. 2 minutes to play. Down low, nice cut by Manzanero. Can't get it to go. The follow-up by Foster. Foul on Harborsville's Marcy Ritter. And a two-shot foul for Cassidy Newman. The sophomore with 8 points tonight. Gets two at the line. Going to take a 2-for-4 tonight. So not shooting much. .155 remaining. Miranda Drummond's final numbers, 12 points. Shot is up, and it's no good. Two missed there by Newman. So Harborsville now down to 11, still not out of this. They can crank a couple of three-pointers. It's going to put the scare into the Lady Spartans. Medovich driving in, double-teamed. There's a foul. That'll be a two-shot foul, and that's Manzanero's fourth foul. So while there's an 11-point lead and a minute 42 to go, let it not go unnoticed that Casey Manzanero has picked up her fourth foul. And so at the line is sophomore Shelby Medovich. It's a two-shot foul. First shot around and no good. Got to fix the net. There we go. 11 points for Medovich, including a three-pointer. Second shot is good. Got the dozen there. So, 53-43. Four possession game. Unitigo wants to keep it at least at that. Off the double team, Menina goes to Talbot. Back to Menina. They will milk this clock for all it's worth. 20 on the shot clock, a minute and a half to play. Manzanero dribbling all the way around to the left wing. Now it's Menina, top of the key for three. Blocked by Medovich. Recovered by Murray. 3-on-2 break. She's going through the double team. Scoops the hoop, but can't make it. There's a possession arrow afterwards, tied up. And that'll be Harpersville's ball. Unadilla Valley leading BG 46-30 at the end of the third quarter. So they picked it up offensively. Shot three-pointer by Murray, and it's good. Never say die, Harpersville. Now down by 7. 1:05 to go. This one's not over. Big shot by Savannah Murray. Kayla Talbot giving all kinds of room. She dribbles Menina now. Whoop, foul, holding foul probably on Murray, or it could be on Ritter. Let's check. Yep, Savannah Murray, that's her second. And a timeout on the floor with 55 seconds to go. Full timeout, 53-46. Spartans, can they hold on? We'll find out. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, third quarter score. Unadilla Valley leads Bainbridge Guilford 46-30. So they put a lot of the Lady Storm, put a lot of points on the board in the third quarter against Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. So right now it's looking like the U's are going to reunite at SUNY Oneonta, but this one not over. Unitigota inbound with a fresh 30-second clock. Manzanero guarded by Murray, and there's a situation to stop the clock. And is it? Oh, they've switched the team fouls on the clock. This is weird. But it's a 1-1 for Casey Manzanero, and she'll make it go. Gives her 20 points. Second shot coming up. This will make it a three-possession game for sure, but all three. No, now it's an eight-point game, and another possession arrow with Gutierrez and Newman tied up. It'll be the 50-50 ball. It's in Unitigo's favor. 51 seconds to go. Who will win the awards tonight? Goodness gracious. Letter M, maybe. Driving in Manzanero a little too hard, and the ball is loose. Picked up by Sosnowski. Ahead to Murray. Murray's going to stop and fire for three, and it's good! That's exactly what Coach Ernsbeck wanted. It's now a five-point game with 38 seconds to go, and a full timeout at that. 38 seconds left, 54-49. It's as close as this game has been since it was 6-0. So they have not been inside of 6 points until now. Let's put it that way. My goodness, what a big shot by Savannah Murray, who now has 20 points. So tomorrow night, Sydney, weather permitting, Sydney number one seed in the boys against Oxford, the number four seed. The last time they played, 10 days ago maybe, it was a 50-45 squeaker by Sydney, their closest game of the 2012-2013 season. The other game will be here, and we'll have updates between Unitigo and Green. That'll be the other boys' semifinal. Will Sydney and Unitigo boys reunite at the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Gym for yet another time, third time in a row? Have to find out. Each team won a game the last 2 years. Here we go. 38 seconds to go. Spartans to inbound. They can go long with the pass, and they do, to Foster. Foster is manhandled to stop the clock. And now what I don't understand is if you look at the score clock, there were 10 fouls on Unitigo a moment ago. Now they show 7. And that could be very misleading, because if they don't catch it, the officials look up and see 7, they're going to think it's 1-1. It is a true 1-1 here for Robin Foster. Shot is no good. Rebound. 35 seconds to go to Harpersville. Medovich for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Manzanero comes away with it. Off to Foster, and she cannot save it. 24 seconds to go underneath Harpersville's basket. They trail by 5. There, now the fouls have gone back to what they should be, 10-8. Oh, my goodness. That's one of those nightmares. We'll take a short break. 24 seconds to go. 54-49 Unitigo, but it'll be Harpersville's ball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the leading scorer in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, not of any help right now to Harpersville. Some early fouls, keeping Miranda Drummond on the bench through most of the second half. She did score 12 points in this game. And now Harpersville needs two basket somehow, some way. There's Casey Manzanero denying the inbounds pass, knocking it away. That'll change it to Sosnowski inbounding in front of Harpersville's bench. Bad pass into the corner for Murray. Good defense by Sarah Menina. She knocked it out of bounds. Somebody's got to set a screen somewhere. They go to Murray up top. Murray backs up. She's going to go around a screen. She puts it up for three. Just short. Rebound inside. Oh, it's Marcy Ritter once and twice, and she gets fouled the second time, and that could be Manzanero's fifth foul, or Kayla Talbot's third. I take that back. I thought I saw four fingers on the official. It was three. That's three, and that's Kayla Talbot's third foul. Marcy Ritter at the line. She is 3 for 5 tonight after that make. Newman comes out. Woodard goes in for extra rebounding along with Foster, and another timeout by Coach Greg Bonskowski. He's got 16 seconds to go and the shortest lead of the game for him since it was 2-0. It's 54-50. And I guess I might as well just stay here because I don't want to miss a minute of this, or a second of this, I should say. Once again, the Harpersville Hornets have found the resolve to come back. Trailing by only four, they've trailed by as much as 13, and about 3 minutes ago, they trailed by 13. But back-to-back threes by Savannah Murray, along with two free throws for her. A three-pointer by Shelby Medovich got them back into the game. This is as close as the game has been. 16 seconds on the clock, and a reminder, when you're in Unitigo, it's 16 seconds the traditional way, because this is the oldest clock in all of New York State, I think, short of having a second hand on the board. But there are no tenths of seconds here. It's whole seconds. So it's not 15.8, it's not 16.1, it's 16 seconds. So Marcy Ritter at the line. Chances are they're going to want her to try to make it. They're not going to want her to miss it. They're going to try to make it and foul, so they have more than enough time to come down, hope that the Unitigo misses, and they can come down and shoot a three. Here's the shot by Ritter. No, it's off the front of the rim on purpose. Rebounded by Talbot in the corner, and they put Kayla Talbot at the line with 14 seconds to go. The foul on Marcy Ritter. Only her second. So at the line, it's senior Kayla Talbot, who had an early basket on her first shot. This year at the line, Kayla Talbot is 2 for 2. So she has not been at the line very much at all. 2 for 2. This is a big spot for her. And it's a 1-1. Shot is up, and it banks, but no good. Rebound, Medovich. Off to Murray. 12 seconds to go. Murray to drive in and throws up the floater. No good. Rebound by Talbot again to Menina. 4 seconds to go, and she's going to dribble it out, and Unitigo is going to win this basketball game. It was not easy. They held on to win 54-50, and boy, did Harpersville battle to the very, very end. Unitigo will most likely take on Unadilla Valley, who leads 49-34 against BG with 5 minutes left to go in the ball game. So Harpersville will regroup and come back for sectionals. And Unitigo will move on to play the game that they missed out on last year. They will get to play, most likely, Unadilla Valley. And if it's anything like the game that was here last Friday night, we are in for a humdinger, if they use that term anymore. All right, we're going to come back and wrap it all up here from Unitigo as the MAC semifinals, one game in the books, and I'll bet by the time we're done, the other one will be in the books. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And the final score once again is 54-50. Unitigo, and I'm just making sure that coach, or the boys coach and athletic director at UV, Matt Osborne, gets that. Our last update from Unadilla Valley, 49-34, UV over BG with 5 minutes left to go in the game. I'll keep the phone out just in case we get that final score. All right, and our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by NBT Bank, our outstanding offense award sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And by Mang Insurance, our dynamic defense award sponsor. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supports local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, I recapped the first half, of course, and went that way. It was all Unitigo. There were fouls, not many fouls, but the fouls that were there were directed at two people in particular, Tatiana Sosnowski and Miranda Drummond, both with three in the first half, and that put a squelch on the Harpersville's offensive flow. For two games now that these two teams have played each other, Unitigo has stifled the quick out of the gate Harpersville offensive attack both times, and really has made Harpersville change everything they do. I mean, everything they've done this year, as I write notes, let me just tell you first, let me backtrack here before I get in more into the details. When I cover the games, or when I keep track of the games, what I have are the scores. You know, I get everybody's schedule. I write the score of the game, how many three pointers are made, how many free throws are made, and then I have a little spot that I call, you know, the highlights or just something to know that what happened in the game, kind of thing. And what I did with what I've done with Harpersville for the last few years, especially the last 2 years covering this thing full-time again, is I talk about the first quarter. Deposit, 27-9 first quarter. Delhi, 20-4 first quarter. Afton, 26-4 first quarter. Walton, 25-5 first quarter. Hancock, 18-2 first quarter. Sydney, the other night, 25-5 first quarter. That's been the MO for Harpersville for a while. It gets them in the lead. It lets things loosen up a little bit. Coach Ahrensbeck can sub in, can look at other players, can kind of just, not relax, but just sort of play their game. Unitigo has put that away twice with strong efforts in the first quarter. Tonight, no exception, 17-7. It was Unitigo right out of the gate, 2 seconds into the ballgame, after the opening tap, a layup by Casey Manzanero, and what looked like a very fixed play. You might only get that once a season, but it looked good from here. And we'll have to reprimand the camera girls up here for missing that. They forgot to turn it on at 20 seconds into the game. Second quarter, balanced out a little bit, a little less offense. Unitigo with 13 points in that quarter. Harpersville with 11, still within striking distance. But every time Harpersville made a run in the third quarter, Unitigo had answers, mostly Casey Manzanero in that third quarter with 2 3-pointers. So they got outscored by Harpersville 14-13 in that quarter, but still, every time Harpersville had something to give, Unitigo gave it back. And then there came a point when Unitigo was doing, I guess, what most teams would want to do, and that's sit on the ball a little bit, try not to give up the points, or try not to shoot too quickly into a possession, that kind of thing. Harpersville, they're a keen team. They sense that stuff, and even with Miranda Drummond on the bench, she had 12 points in the game in very limited time. The other girls, you know, they made the moves to get back in it. And Savannah Murray, the seasoned veteran senior, scored 20 points, including 14 in the second half. So she was very valuable to the team. Shelby Venovich, sophomore and a big scorer of the future for Harpersville, she had 12 points tonight. So 3 in double figures for Harpersville. Other than that, it was just 3 free throws scored by Marcy Ritter. She was 3 for 6 in the ballgame. Harpersville 11 for 18 overall. Shelby Medovich with 12 points, 1 for 2, and a 3-pointer. Savannah Murray, 20 points, as I said, 2 for 2 from the line, leading the Harpersville team. Tatiana Sosnowski, I stand corrected, she had 3 points, 1 for 2 from the line, and a basket. And Drummond, 4 baskets, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, and 12 points. She fouled out with 2:13 remaining in the ballgame. For Unitigo, probably their typical balanced effort. Casey Manzanero leads the way with 20 points. She had 3 3-pointers in a matter of four shots spanning the third and fourth quarters, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Sarah Menina, hot again in the first half, just like in the previous game against Harpersville. 11 of her 15 came in the first half. This time, 11 of her 14 came in the first half, and she scored a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter to help ice it. Cassidy Newman, so valuable off the bench with 4 baskets, 6 points in the second quarter. Don't let that go unnoticed. That was huge. She got 2 good passes, and she got an offensive rebound off a missed free throw on the offensive end. That's very rare. Marissa Woodard, a much better game tonight. She had a bunch of rebounds, probably double figures, 6 points for her. And Unitigo, again, not that great from the free throw line tonight, just 3 for 10, but they had 7 three-pointers, and I'm going to check the season here to see. They had a game of 3, they had a game of 4, they had a game of 3, they had a game of 4. So they've had 4 games of either 3 or 4. They had a 5 against Unadilla Valley, remember, last Friday. Yep, and in this game, they had 7. So that's their season high for a team that really doesn't rely on it, and for their best 3-point shooter to be out with an injury, Michaela Reynolds. Sort of ironic, but it made it work for you to take out tonight. All right, our MVT Bank outstanding off. Oh, make that 15 2-pointers, 7 3-pointers for you to take out, 3 for 10 from the line, 54 points. Our MVT Bank outstanding offense award winner tonight, no question about it, Casey Manzanero. 13 of her 20 in the second half. Anytime Harpersville made a run, Manzanero seemed to be there at the right place at the right time. She got some great feeds from teammates tonight. Sarah Menina with at least a half dozen assists tonight. Played a very well-rounded game. So honorable mention to her. And Savannah Murray, my goodness. When Miranda Drummond was out, Savannah Murray had to step up, and she did exactly that. She had 20 points. So honorable mention to her and to Shelby Medovich, who looks like she's going to be a good player. Anybody that can make a layup on the left side with the left hand and a right side with the right hand gets my respect. And as a sophomore, only better things to come for her. Unadilla Valley wins in the final 54-42. So BG put a little spark in the old spark plug there late in the game. 54-42, so both teams win with 54 points. It'll be a rematch, Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, next Saturday at SUNY Oneonta with a time to be determined. All right, so Casey Manzanero with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and the Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Meng Insurance tonight. I am going to go out. Had Savannah Murray not really broken out in that fourth quarter, I was going to give it to Sarah Menina because she had shut Murray down through most of the ball game. Tonight, though, and maybe it was overlooked from the other night, I'm going to go with Kayla Talbot again. Kayla with always the challenge of taking the other team's top scorer. She flustered Miranda Drummond into playing overly reckless and got those early fouls, and I think Kayla Talbot deserves some kudos for that, and she did a nice job, as she always does, on the defensive end. So how about that? Talbot and Manzanero with our awards tonight. And again, Unadilla Valley with a win tonight over BG, and so that means Unadilla Valley will get, or should say Unitigo gets another shot at Unadilla Valley, this time for the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. I think Coach Greg Bonskowski said this in the paper after last week's game. We will see them again, possibly in the SUS and possibly in the sectionals. Well, he gets the first wish, and it'll be at SUNY Oneonta. We'll see who can run the floor. Will it be Unadilla Valley? Will it be Unitigo? I don't know, but it'll be awful fun to see. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for logging on. We had some good log-ons tonight from Florida, Massachusetts, and California, among others. And thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station for his expertise in all aspects. Even when things are breaking down, he seems to find a Band-Aid and get them working again. All right, so tomorrow night, weather permitting, 7 o'clock on the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. 7:15 scheduled start time. Sydney, Oneonta, the 1-4 MAC semifinal boys action from Sydney, and you can catch it live on your Tri-County Heartbeat and local sports leader, WCDO. I'm Greg Davey with a final score once again. Unitigo 54 and Harpersville 50 for WCDO Radio Sports. Indeed, I am Greg Davey. Have a good night.